During the two-year budget standoff, Eastern Illinois University became a bit of a whipping boy. Eastern lost nearly a third of its students in just 5 years. There were layoffs and furloughs, and when people speculated about whether Illinois had too many universities for too few students, it seemed like Eastern was what they were talking about. But this fall, things are looking up in Charleston. The new freshman class of nearly 800 students is up 25% from a year ago. Overall enrollment is up 7%. Eastern officials say they did it by introducing several new majors and hiring a marketing firm to rework its recruitment materials. Eastern's admissions director, Kelly Miller, says the budget impasse contributed to the trend of students attending college out of state instead of schools like Eastern.
That's what's hurt us, and we've seen that trend for the past several years. Now Springfield has finally heard it and are doing some things to help higher education out.
And that's more than just having a budget, which finally passed in Springfield about a year ago. This year, lawmakers created a new $25 million merit-based scholarship program and provided more year-to-year stability for the Monetary Award Program, or MAP, grants. Dan Brady is a Republican state representative from Bloomington. He's part of the bipartisan higher ed working group that worked on those bills and is now turning its focus to a new higher ed funding formula, similar in scope to the new one for K-12 schools.
I wish I had the crystal ball to tell you that are these type of things going to be the stability that turns things around completely? Time will tell. But I certainly know that it's a step in the right direction. I certainly know that it was a wake-up call for higher education in the state of Illinois.
That wake-up call is louder on some campuses than others. Western Illinois University and Southern Illinois at Carbondale have seen enrollment shrink the most. Total and freshman enrollment dropped this fall at both Southern Illinois campuses, Edwardsville and Carbondale. Carbondale's large decline pushed Edwardsville to top its sister institution in total students for the first time. Western's freshman class this fall is less than 1,000 students, down 23% from a year ago. They've lost a quarter of their student body in just 6 years. Western's Assistant Vice President of Academic Affairs, Ron Williams, says it could have been worse. Early estimates in March predicted new freshman enrollment would be around 800. They ended up at 934.
There's a lot that has happened, and you know, we try to be as optimistic as possible and not continue to focus on the past, but of course we do have to take a snapshot of the past in order to chart a course for the future. While we are not ecstatic about where enrollment is, we're pleased that we are ahead of where we thought we were going to be.
While enrollment is steady at University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign and Illinois State University, one challenge most campuses share is out-of-state recruiters trying to poach Illinois students. Illinois is the number two exporter of college students behind New Jersey. In 2016, when the most recent data is available, Illinois lost nearly 20,000 students to other states. That's the size of an entire ISU, or Northern Illinois University. To counteract that, U of I at Urbana-Champaign recently announced a free tuition and fees program for admitted Illinoisans whose family income meets or falls below the state median. This fall, freshman enrollment at Urbana-Champaign rose 1.2%, setting another record, and roughly 8 of 11 freshmen come from within Illinois, another increase. Director of Undergraduate Admissions there, Andy Borst, says the rise in in-state enrollments is gratifying.
While out-migration is a concern for the state, it was a nice indicator to see that there are still a lot of highly qualified in-state students who are deciding to stay in state.
Recruitment for the fall 2019 class is now underway. Students will soon be applying, getting admitted, and making decisions about where to go, in Illinois or somewhere else. I'm Ryan Denham.